Part 13, Chapter 7. During all this time, Zit had been fluctuating between hope and suspicion. The antics of that plane puzzled him. He knew he had no friends. Who would want to rescue him? He couldn't think of anybody. Char had been his shaftmate, and Char had vanished and was undoubtedly dead. For who would miss a chance to go home? And Char had not shown up at the firing. Turl. Probably Turl had killed him. So it was not Char. Who else was there? Nobody. So who was interested in rescuing him? It was a highly suspicious circumstance. That dimwit Nup had apparently landed on top of the drone to keep from going down into the ice below. And it was ice. One could feel the Arctic in this awful chill. Ice felt a certain way in the atmosphere. Terrible planet. One couldn't blame Nup for that. Common enough tactic for one plane to land on another when shot up or out of fuel and get carried to safety. So it wasn't any real credit to Nup to think of it. But the crazy fool had landed off-center, and it was making the drone crab, but mainly roll. And that roll was making Zit sick at his stomach. When he realized that somebody was evidently interested in the door, he had searched in his bag for a molecular metal cutter, and found, to his dismay, he didn't have one. Not that it would have worked on this laminated molecular plating, but he would have tried. Then, whoever it was had let loose shots into the place. Somebody was trying to kill him. He'd been right in believing he had no friends. The interior had huge frames on the inside of the skin, and Zit had hastily drawn himself flat against the hull to take advantage of the projection of the wide frame. He peered out cautiously. Then he relaxed a bit. The target was the hinges. Somebody was trying to get the door off. Zit knew the hinges wouldn't part, but at the same time, it was interesting indeed that somebody would try to part them. Why? How come somebody wanted to remove the door? That didn't make any sense at all. Every mining plane, whatever else it was used for, followed a mining tradition. Every employee was basically a miner. Mining techniques, procedures, and equipment were into the mining company like Kerbango was into the bloodstream, and far more permanently. Hoists, lifts, cable ladders, safety lines, hooks, nets. They even shoveled paper around with scoops that looked like mine shovels. It was totally inconceivable that that plane out there didn't have a cable ladder and safety wires. So why didn't it just lower a cable ladder and safety wire to him and let him time those door swings and dart up the ladder to the plane? They could lower him a jet backpack and even pick him out of the air. All this was so routine to Zit that the idea of anybody having to remove a door to make it wide open was a strange precaution. Was somebody trying to steal a canister? That was impossible. They were all locked in. Everything in this damned derelict was armored, inside and out. Such ships were hell to repair, and he had resented the time Turl had taken. You couldn't get at anything in it. It was just a one-time use rig, built to be expended. So nobody could steal anything here. Were they trying to send it elsewhere? Well, you couldn't do that without keys, and he had no keys. So what was going on? The battering barrage that got the door all the way open and warped it in that position made it easier to lower a cable ladder. All right. Where was the ladder and safety wire? Nothing came dangling down into the huge open maw. Zit had just moved forward to peek when blinding lights flashed on, throwing the interior into a blaze of dirt motes and floating rust dust shaken loose in the firing. He heard a plane's motor suddenly race. He didn't even have time to get behind the protective frame. Before his half-blinded eyes, A plane shot in the door. The floor plates shook. Metal shrieked. The plane had crashed on the loading stage platform directly inside the door. Zit stumbled backward, expecting it to blow up. But its motor suddenly died, and the peculiar fang-setting-on-edge sound of molecular cohesion pierced the dying whine of components. The thing had set its skid grips with a timing and precision Zit had never seen before. Staggered by the concussion and already sick with the rolling, Zit lurched to his feet. It still had its lights on. He peered through this glare to see the pilot. He couldn't make it out. He staggered forward, hand on his belt gun. He still couldn't see the pilot. The armored glass door. The pilot was sitting up, slowly. A small being. A mask. A strange fur coat collar. Zit let out a near hysterical shriek.
I saw them!
In blind confusion, Zit drew and fired his belt gun. He fired again and again and again. His shots were hitting an armored window. He was trying to shoot an armored window. He was also trying to back up and get away. The drone rolled. Zit collided with a gas canister, tripped on its cable, started to fall, and threw out his paws to save himself. His gun went flying, hit the floor plates, slithered, and dropped out the open door into the waiting void below. Skidding and catching his breath in sobs, Zit got behind a distant frame to protect himself. He believed he was one dead cyclo.